Good morning. It's 8464CA. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I did it for the first time when I was on holidays, and I got a bit, maybe it's because I've got diesel cars at home. I never use E10, but I was taking a rental car, just about to take it back, and thought, hey, there's a really good price on E10. Checked out the car. It said, yep, it takes E10. Saved myself quite a few dollars by refilling with E10. That was the incentive that I need. But what about the incentive for most of us? We've seen in the last couple of days when the price of petrol has increased dramatically, diesel and unleaded. Something needs to change, and maybe E10 is part of the answer. Joining me this morning to talk a bit further about this is the member for Traeger and, of course, the leader of the KAP, Robbie Catter. Good morning, Robbie. Thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, morning, Murray. And you said it perfectly there. It's a part of the answer. There's no silver bullet with it, but it's a very significant part of the answer. And I've spoken to producers before, and they've told me in confidence what they can produce ethanol to at the gate, and it's got no relationship to what the big oil companies price it at their bowser, which is cheaper.
Yeah.
But typically they price it just a little bit below premium, so that people immediately think, oh, it must be an inferior fuel. And secondly, they think they'll do some maths and go, oh, well, if I didn't get as much mileage out of that, that means it's not worth it. So it's, there's been some very tricky moves by the oil companies who haven't decided to embrace Ethanol Australia. Celtic's one of the biggest producers of ethanol in the States, but they just play games where it commercially doesn't suit them. And, mate, there's a big future there. And if you believe in, nationalism and supporting Australian industries, and you believe in fuel security, and if you care about the price you pay at the tank, you better start supporting ethanol.
Well, look, interesting, it's come up in the last couple of weeks, on a bigger scale with respect to world security. But even fuel security, any form of security, is one of the key cornerstones to the freedoms that we enjoy here in Australia. And look, $2.20 for diesel for unleaded in some parts of Queensland, and particularly in some of the regional areas, this is unsustainable. So, we need to wean ourselves off the oil companies. Sure, electric vehicles are just around the corner, and there's been a lot of interest in those in recent times. But things like ethanol are here, they're clean, they're green, and of course it means that we're not addicted to the oil companies. It's a no-brainer, really, Robbie.
It's a no-brainer, mate. If you ask me what's the KP's environmental policy, I'd say ethanol, an ethanol mandate, 10% in every bit of fuel, because E10, which means 10% ethanol in your fuel, means that you're reducing vehicle particulates, emissions from your car up to 30%, from 25% to 30% reduction, which is saying we can potentially, the potential of taking 30% of petrol-driven cars off the road in Queensland, and at the same time, the more you boost the ethanol industry, the more likely you're going to bring the price of fuel down. Like I said, you can produce ethanol, and from direct conversations with producers, they can produce it a hell of a lot cheaper than even when you're buying fuel at $1.70 or $1.80. They're producing a hell of a lot cheaper than that and delivering it to the bowser. So, I've been to numerous biofuels conferences too, Murray, where you've had NRMA heads, the Institute of Automotive Mechanical Engineers, who are big supporters of ethanol. The AMA, Australian Medical Association, big supporters of ethanol because it cleans up the airways in the city from vehicle emissions.
Sure.
But the Institute of Automotive Mechanical Engineers, they're the ones to look at, because you've had, for the last 10 or 20 years, for some stupid reason, RSEQ's busied themselves with trying to run scare campaigns on ethanol, and one can only imagine why, but they're not the experts on car performance. The Institute of Automotive Mechanical Engineers are, and they're the ones promoting ethanol. So they're the ones you listen to, and there are issues with it, but nothing like the scare campaign. So, people, it's used in 63 other countries around the world, mandate ethanol. Pretty much every country you can think of, bar the large oil-producing ones, mandate ethanol. A lot of different reasons, but usually for fuel security, which we've only got 14 to 20 days 21 days, they say, of fuel in this country. That should scare the bejesus out of anyone. But really, if you care about, really just care about fuel price the most, the biggest tool we've got to combat the large oil companies is having competition, and competition comes from there's a Dalby ethanol refinery that closed down only last year because the government, well, for a number of reasons, but they failed to force the mandate. So KAP forced the ethanol mandate in the Queensland Parliament. But so we forced it through, but the government never issued one fine to the oil companies over it. So it sent a signal that the oil companies said, well, who cares? And they've never complied. And the government's never chased them up because they were never serious about enforcing it. So if we enforce that mandate, you create a market. Then Dalby Ethanol Plant, which is 100 jobs there, they created out of sorghum down there in the Downs. You start growing your fuel there. You can start at the sugar cane. Wilmar's one of the biggest cane millers in Australia. They are, sorry. They're very keen to get into ethanol and bolt. It's pretty easy for them to just bolt an ethanol plant on the side of their sugar mill. So no one loses out of this. The only people that lose out of this scenario is the large oil companies. And we get fuel security. We get competition to the oil companies for the provision of fuel, and which has got the best ability to bring price down. And we have cleaner air from it. So, that's why we've been pushing it for 10 years. KAP owns the ethanol mandate in the state. Dad's pushing a bill in federal parliament at the moment. And it's a good time to talk about it because people are starting to hurt in the hip pocket on fuel prices.
And look, you know, good on you, because it is an important thing. And it's not just your constituency in the bush, you know, even in some of the big cities. I mean, you look at, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide in the last 24 hours or so, up to about $2.20 per litre. It's unsustainable. And coming back to doing things here in Australia and relying on Australian supply chains is one of the key things. And as you said, it cleans up the environment as well. It's a good call. Good luck. And hopefully instead of the 4%, we get a higher mandate for the sale of ethanol here in Queensland and, of course, Australia-wide through your dad. I think it's a great concept. Member for Traeger, Robbie Catter, been great to talk to you. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks for your time, Murray.
In 2022,